Parents and Guardians. This is your host, Dr. Carletta D. Washington. Education for All radio show's goal is to focus on parenting and education topics in order to help you to build stronger family relationships, understand the education system, and prepare your children for academic success. Special thanks to our individual sponsors, Maxine and Eddie Jordan Jr., also our corporate sponsor, which is Mr. Willie Moore Jr. He is the founding CEO, TV personality, recording artist for the Will Flow Music and the Young Fly and Save Movement. Please be sure to visit Mr. Willie Moore's website at www.williemoorejr.org. If you would like to promote a product or service for parents and families or become a program sponsor, please contact me, Carletta, at educationforallinc.com. And then also for resources, programs, scholarships, and our parent magazine, please visit our website at www.educationforallinc.com. We just have one other announcement. There is a blood drive in memory of Christina Jordan. Sickle cell disease may have tried to limit Christina and caused her severe pain, but she was determined to live a life to the fullest. She was a member of the Fox High School Band, the Zion City Church Praise Dance Ministry, and an active member of her church's youth group. During her sickle cell crisis, blood transfusions were crucial in alleviating her pain. Through it all, her positive spirit and shining smile were encouraging to those who loved and cared for her. Sadly, Christina passed away in 2012 at the age of 15. However, her parents are very appreciative that donors took the time to make blood available to extend her life. Please help to honor Christina's life and make a blood donation in her memory. The blood drive will take place on Saturday, September the 19th, 2015, from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. at City Hope Bible Church, and that is at 5868 West Forest Avenue. There will be a Red Cross blood mobile available. You can contact Red Cross for an appointment. You can visit their website at redcrossblood.org or 1-800-RED-CROSS. And please make sure you bring a photo ID with you, particularly if you are not driving. We know that when we're driving, we normally have our driver's license. But if you are riding with someone else or maybe you don't drive, please make sure that you do have a photo ID available if you are donating blood. And again, this is Saturday, September the 19th, 2015, from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m., and the location for the Red Cross Blood Mobile will be at City Hope Bible Church at 5868 West Forest Avenue. We thank you all for joining us tonight. We are very excited. There's one other quick announcement. Because the holiday is coming up, Labor Day, yay, for all of those who are working. I know you're looking for that extra day of vacation, and just remembering to honor those who are working and those who have retired from years of hard work and so forth. So with Labor Day weekend, we will not have a show next week on the 6th. We want you to just enjoy your family and have safe travels for those of you who will be going back and forth to and from your hometown. So please remember, again, no show on September 6th. Also, September 13th, there will be no show. Keep in mind that on second Sundays, we will not have shows. So our show goes on every Sunday unless it's a holiday weekend or a second Sunday. So second Sunday, because of the Prosper group that I have been blessed to be accepted into, and that's our meeting time. And I love to get all to the show, so I'd rather not rush for one event and not give you all my best. So I really appreciate you hanging in there and being supportive since the show started in January 2014. And I just love to keep giving you the same quality effort. So we will not be here on the 6th and the 13th of September. And we ask that if you have missed any shows, feel free to go back and listen to previous shows. You can find all those shows archived since we started in January 2014 on our website. So please visit www.education4allinc.com so that you can catch up on previous shows, or if you had a favorite episode, we have several that have just really taken off. People have truly enjoyed Abigail Brooks with YP Boot Camp. People have enjoyed Nathaniel, the Body Fat Destroyer Jordan, with his health and fitness tips. People have always enjoyed Mr. Odie Smith with employment tips, and Miss Lydia Douglas, who has come on to talk about writing and legacy and all of her wonderful experiences that she's had in raising her sons, and how she takes her talents as a retiree and she feeds that on to the next generation. And there have been several other shows that are just really top, so feel free to go back and revisit those shows and then also pass the word to others. We're also asking for people to follow us. So if you visit the website, www.educationforallinc.com, you can follow the show when you go to our blog talk link on the site through our audio player. You or any of our episodes, you'll be able to actually hit on a follow button. So click the follow button once you get to the blog talk show link, and that way you will get an automatic reminder of when the show comes available. So if you have not followed the show at this point, please go online. If you have questions, you can always email me, but that way you know that you'll never be out of the loop as far as when there's a show. But we do ask that after today's episode that you mark your calendars and be sure to join us back on September 20th when we will be right back here at 6 p.m. So without further ado, let's start tonight's show. Tonight's show is titled School Doesn't Cancel Summer Fun. And many of you know that I'm a former educator. I was a teacher for many years, about 16 years, and then went into different administrative roles and also contract roles and consulting roles. And now over my own education consulting business, which is Education for All Incorporated. But as a teacher and an educator, I always found it difficult, you know, no matter what level I worked at, for a K through 12, parents were excited that their kids were going back to school because for many of them, that gave them a break. Also, I know economically that truly, truly helped because you don't have to have extra food in the house, particularly for growing kids and hungry kids that can eat you out of house and home. So your budget, it gets back to normal, you know, when the kids go back to school. Your sleep time gets back to normal. So all that kind of free flow form of summer vacation chaos, good chaos, you know, it's gone when school happens, when school returns. But I just want to let parents know that sometimes when you cut your kids, not sometimes. When you cut your kids' summer fun period, it makes school the enemy, and school should not be the enemy. For many kids, that's their worst nightmare, to say school starts tomorrow or school's getting ready to start. Wake up. It's the first day of school. So there is just something about saying those words to kids. Sometimes they're really excited because they've missed their best friends or their little boyfriends and girlfriends, or there's a favorite teacher that they want to have, or maybe a senior year and they're getting ready to graduate, or it's the first day of kindergarten, or as our granddaughter said, I'm pre-K. So maybe they are pre-Kers and they're super excited. But for many kids, when they know that they have to transition from summer vacation back to school, it is not exactly a fun time for them. So parents, I just want to encourage you and let you know that school does not cancel your child's fun. So I got some quick tips for you tonight, and if you have any as far as how you're still enjoying the summer despite your kids returning back to school and your work schedule probably going back to a regular schedule, if you're blessed to be able to make adjustments in your schedule while your kids are off for summer break, then feel free to press 1 at any time. Or if you're listening online, you call us at 646-595-4481. 646-595-4481. And if you're on the phone with us now, feel free to press 1, and I can bring you into the conversation at any time. Just share with us tips that you're still doing with your kids, because, again, when school starts, school is not the enemy. So we don't have to cut out summer fun just because school started. And you could say, an educator said that. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. You have a comment or a question?
Yes, hi. Thank you for having me this evening.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. One thing that we're doing right now is we actually just finished grilling a few minutes ago, so that's something that we're doing just to kind of still hold on to summer. It was really fun to be able to pick out what we wanted to go on the grill and watch it cook and then just be able to eat that after we finish doing your show. So that's one of the things we do, but just mostly still being outdoors, really.
I like that because that leads to a lot of the tips that I have for tonight. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. And by the way, I enjoy burnt hot dogs, not super crispy, just a little char. So enjoy a burnt hot dog for me.
Will do. Thank you.
Thank you. So that is really great. Outdoors is really the best part about summer, you know, and we cut off our kids from the great outdoors when school starts. And I know they have homework and responsibilities, and the days get shorter, so it's dark a little earlier, and we're trying to maximize that time. But again, family, you want to encourage your kids to still have fun, and really it's about teaching them balance. So once school starts, it's really about balance. The same as adults, we're always yearning for work-life balance. And part of that's because we have separated our lives and segmented them so much that we're like, okay, I got to go to work. That's number one. And then I might have time for family. And then I might have time for myself. I might have time for friends. I might have time for this activity. And we end up inadvertently doing the same thing with our kids. Okay, summer break is over. Now I need you to think about school. You know, when you can still have them enjoy summer, you know, and transitioning back into school in terms of having balance. So one thing I wanted to add, there are a couple of quick points. So just having a 15-20 minute break to enjoy the fresh air and some outdoor exercise immediately after school or between homework assignments can really help your kids. You know, when they come in from school, and some schools are really late, so kids get out after 3. Sometimes they're not home till 5. But, you know, again, try to keep in mind, give your kids a little bit of break. A lot of times that will motivate them to do their homework because it doesn't seem like they're really bringing school home. You know, and that's what can deter a kid or really disappoint them in terms of now I have to do homework. You know, I've sat still almost all day, listen to lectures or did some projects or moved from class to class to class. Now I'm at home or supposed to be able to relax and enjoy myself, and I've got to sit down again for another hour or 2 hours and do homework. And that's assuming that your child is getting homework, but that's a topic for another day. But think about maybe giving your kids just a brief break so that they can transition. I know we think that in the car that's a good transition period, and as an adult, that may be pretty good transition for us, but even some of us find that when we get home, that transition in a car, that drive time is not really enough for us to unwind and relax, so we need to go for a run, we need to watch a quick movie, you know, part of a movie or TV show, we need to take a quick shower or just relax in a tub. So there are some things, you know, that your child will need to do also just so that they can unwind. So a quick break, you know, let them know, hey, you know, you can go outside 15, 20 minutes, you know, then I want you to come back in and do homework. Or tell them, go ahead, get started on your homework. And then in about 15, 20 minutes, I'm going to have you take a break. And actually stick to it. So you're teaching them time management, but you're also teaching them balance. Also, I know one thing I liked when I was a kid growing up, I would sit on the porch and complete my homework sometimes. You know, we weren't supposed to be outside before my parents got home. But, you know, as kids, you're kind of rowdy if you're the only ones at home. So sometimes, honestly, I did find it better. I could find it more quiet outside because the neighbors weren't outside. Now I didn't do homework if other kids were outside. Like, if I could peek out the curtains and nobody else was outside, that was a good opportunity. My brother and sister are listening to the radio, or they're watching TV, or they're loud and playing with each other. Then I could just sit out on the porch, enjoy the air, the sun. Or there were times where I would ask my parents if I could go to the library, or I would even go to a neighbor's house. You know, if some of the neighbors, their kids had gone off to college, then, you know, their kids' rooms were open, or the kitchen was available. So there was one neighbor in particular, their son had gone to college, so that gave a good opportunity for me to be able to just sit at their kitchen table to do some homework without having to go all the way to the library. They were just across the street. So letting your kids complete their homework outside is really good. Now, if they've got the whole neighborhood out there, then, you know, of course, that's not necessarily a good thing. But if nobody's outside yet, you know, because sometimes there's that little period where nobody is outside, that's an opportunity for your child to just be able to enjoy themselves. But as kids start coming outside, that may be a good opportunity for your kid to take a break, and then they need to complete the rest of the homework inside after that little break. Also, you know, enjoy family, enjoy the summer as a family. You know, there are things that you can do. You can walk, you can bike ride, you can jog, you can run. I know when our daughter was at home as a kid, she and my husband could ride a bike. I didn't have that much experience, and I was a little embarrassed, you know, to ride with them. So they would ride a bike, and I would walk. You know, so everybody in the family doesn't have to be doing the same thing. And I think sometimes that's what we get caught up in is, well, we're all going to run. We're all going to ride a bike. We're all going to rollerblade. And you don't have to do that. Everybody just picks what they're comfortable doing, or either what they enjoy doing, you know, the most, whatever they feel like they can do and feel good about. I mean, I can walk and feel good about that. You know, I can't ride a bike and feel good about falling over or having to push a bike uphill in front of the neighbors. But I can walk with no problem. So it didn't bother me. You know, I said, you all go ahead. And sometimes they'd be half a block ahead, you know, or doing their thing, and then I catch up. But, you know, the point is that we were doing it as a family. So find activities, again, don't make it so rigid and structured that your kids feel like, wow, maybe I would rather be doing homework, or maybe I would rather be with my friends, or maybe I'd rather be inside. You know, give them options. Also, you can enjoy a picnic dinner in your backyard, on your balcony, or in the park. And I know everybody has different situations. Some people, it's not necessarily safe for you to be outside, or, you know, with so much that's going on today, or maybe you don't have a backyard, you know, but there are different places where you can go. So, and even if you have to have a picnic in your house, you know, we don't always have to eat at the kitchen table. We can put a blanket, you know, if we want to put a clean blanket down on the grass in the park, we can put it down on our floor in the kitchen, or our carpet in the basement, or whatever the situation is. So just be creative with it, you know, or make a little makeshift tent inside your house. But, you know, enjoy a picnic dinner with your kids and your family. Just make it enjoyable. Like the caller said, they're still enjoying summer. They've gone outdoors. They have barbecue, decided what they wanted to eat as a family, so that you can still, you know, rest and be that family. Also, playing an outdoors game after dinner. You know, sometimes after dinner, we just want to chill in front of the TV or go to bed or lay down, but that's when you actually pack on the pounds. So, you know, getting that exercise, getting that energy worked out, you know, before you eat, and then also after you eat is really good, so that you can work off those calories. And it doesn't have to be anything super high energy. Just playing catch, you know, playing something, though, that is just physical, and it's outdoors. That's the key. While you have the opportunity to get outdoors, if it's not raining, if it's not super cold, there's no snow, and even if there is snow, rain, and cold, you know, a lot of times it helps us to get out in those for just a few minutes, just so we can enjoy the weather, because all weather is beautiful. Somebody needs rain. Somebody needs snow. Somebody needs the sunshine. Somebody needs the wind. we may not necessarily wherever we are need as much as what we're getting, but, you know, it's benefiting somebody somewhere else, you know. So I always say every day is a gorgeous day, you know, but any day that we live is a gorgeous day, actually. We're blessed. But enjoy the outdoors. Think of games that you can play, creative games with your kids, whether it's hide-and-go-seek or tag. All the games that a lot of us who are in our 40s grew up, if you're 40 and older, we grew up playing, whether it was tag or Marco Polo or whatever, you know, you played as a kid. We need to pass those games down to generations. Jumping rope, double dutch, hopscotch, jacks. And I know I'm going way, way back. And those are just games that we don't see very often being played in schools or at home. Even enjoying chalk. You know, it's something I mentioned to my husband. We're going to have to get some sidewalk chalk when our granddaughter comes to visit again, so she can enjoy outdoors a little more. So those are things that you can get and enjoy with your kids. And then also sitting outside on a blanket, enjoying the moon and stars and fresh night air just before bedtime. That's a good way to keep your kids involved and thinking about science. You know, if you think they're interested in science, looking at the stars definitely helps. I know that's something our granddaughter asked, so we'll have to get the blanket out next time she comes over and lay on that blanket or sit on that table on the porch so we can look at the stars before she goes to bed. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. You have a question or a comment?
Oh, yes. How you doing, Dr. Washington?
Oh, I'm doing wonderful. Are you?
Oh, doing fine. It's great. Stimulates your imagination when you see like pictures or what this cloud looks like or faces.
Oh, yeah.
Just creativity, you know, just instead of, you know, behind a joystick, you know,
right,
away from all the
right
elements, you know. Oh, something I haven't seen is two people playing catch. I can't remember the last time I saw that. You know, one person had
right
a glove and just have ball and just play catch.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you play catch,
yep,
you know, you're talking and you're just kind of shooting the breeze. I mean,
right,
and plus you're getting some, you know, you get some physical exercise and then plus you kind of bond it with your neighborhood, with the other neighborhood children.
Right, and I'm glad you said that. Yeah, I'm glad you said that because that's a great way for all of the adults in the neighborhood to get a chance to interact with each other and the kids. When the kids us as adults having fun, then they learn how to have fun. And especially when it's clean fun, you know, we're not bringing out the alcohol and the cigarettes in front of them. Good, clean fun where kids can be around and just see what it's like just to have clean fun. So when they get around their friends, they know you don't have to drink, you don't have to smoke to have a good time. You know, you can enjoy just each other's company.
Yeah, exactly. Just some good, clean old fun, good laughter, bonding with your neighbors or relatives. And like you said, fun comes, you know, without the cigarettes. You don't have to always have alcohol or anything like that. Just the whole interaction is healthy and it's therapeutic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I remember sometimes we would gather up some of the other guys in the neighborhood and we'd play court, which we would like stickball.
Uh-huh.
All you need is just a broomstick and a tennis ball. You know, nothing fancy. But the time just goes by and you're just having fun. I mean, just good, you know, fun, which I haven't seen in a long time. You know, rather than you just for hours playing with a game by yourself. You know, not learning how to interact or anything. Oh, yeah, there's a lot.
That's one of the good things. When you play those games together as families, you can create your own rules. You know, you don't have to keep things, the rules the same. It's whatever you make it as a family, and it's as creative as you also.
It forces you to use your imagination and, you know, create something different. You never know what you might create. You might create a great board game. You never know. But you never know if you don't do it.
Well, thank you so much, caller. I appreciate you calling in today.
Okay, Dr. Washington, you have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Bye.
Yeah, that creativity piece is huge. I know it seemed like the longer I was in education, the less creative the kids were. And I enjoyed them. I mean, because kids are fun. They are funny. They just keep you laughing at things they say and do. And you just can't help but to love them, K through 12. And, but the creativity was not really there. So in your mind as a teacher, you're thinking, oh, this will be a cinch. They'll be able to really do this. But they're not there because they're not having to create things at home and where it really is a safe environment where they know their parents love them unconditionally and they can change something and a box can become a house and they can change the rules for checkers or whatever. So because they don't experience that at home, then when the teacher is asking them to do certain things in school and a teacher's expectations are, well, they should be able to create anything, and they should be able to do this and do that, the kids can't do it because they haven't been able to have those experiences at home. So tonight, parents, guardians, this applies to everybody. As I said throughout the show, there are some things that we'll need to do with our granddaughter. We did some of these things with our daughter, but definitely, after not having a little one at home for several years, and then now we have her and she gets to stay with us overnight or for maybe a few days or a week, we really have to look and think, boy, we don't have anything that a little one can really enjoy. So grandparents, aunts, uncles, friends, godparents, we talk about parents as having to childproof their homes. But for us who don't have kids, we need to make sure we make our homes child-friendly because they can't always bring their favorite toys and things with them. They shouldn't have to. Let's keep that in mind. Let's be creative with the kids. Let's help the parents out, help the kids out, help the schools out by helping our kids to be creative and have fun. And again, let's not make school the enemy, and let's try to teach our kids to balance their time and to still find the joy in summer and every single season, no matter when, school starts back or how much they may have to do at school and with other activities. Also, want to remind you that there will be no show on September 6th. That's Labor Day weekend. There's never a show during holiday weekends. Also, now there's no show during the second Sunday of each month. So there will be no show on September 13th. But we do ask that you join us back here on September 20th, and we ask that you visit our website so that you can follow the show and get automatic email reminders about show times and show dates. So thank you again for joining us, and we look forward to seeing you in 2 weeks. Take care. God bless. I pray favor on every parent as they prepare their children for a successful year. Never really mattered so much to me. Never really mattered to me. It's nothing like a woman who serves the king. It's you, don't play. They want, but they got nothing on you. Nothing on you. Nothing on you. Nothing on you. So you just keep living your life following Christ because God's favor.